Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Push P. Yeah, push P. Turn me up.
Yeah, I know my next guest is rocking right now, my main man. Listen, there's only a few people I can go into the sports gambling foxhole with, and he's one of them. PJ Glasser of the BetQL Network joins us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. I mean, PJ, man, this is our time of year, brother. I remember when we used to work together in D.C., you know, obviously we talk every day. But once college football was in the air, I mean, are you kidding me? We talked several times a day. We were hype, ready to go. We are not far away at all from college football season, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Trav. Appreciate you having me on, man. Always good to be with you. And like you said, at this point, I'm just counting down the days, man, until we get to football season. I'm so excited for just the new playoff and the new conference realignment, some of these games that we're going to have during the regular season. I mean, we got the video game back to help us pass the time, too. So the vibes are good right now, my friend, and I'm looking forward to talking ball with you.
Well, you brought up the video game. You know, I haven't got it yet, but I plan on the second I get it, since, you know, I'm here, I feel like I've taken a Ken and fallen in love with Boston College. So I plan on building them into an absolute powerhouse. I'm sure you have already probably won several titles with your Alabama Crimson Tide. How is your video game dynasty looking, Rolling Tide, right now, PJ? How you looking in your dynasty mode?
It's looking good, Travis. They said that nobody could be greater than Saban, and I'm trying to prove all the doubters wrong so far. We're off to a really good start, so we're going to hope that we can continue that.
I love it, man. All right, now let's gamble heavily. Give me – this is the best part when I have you on. I don't – like certain gambling people, I have to ask specific questions. This is the best thing with PJ, okay? He's a degenerate like me. So when you have someone like PJ on your show, you ask open-ended questions, right? And then you just let them off the leash like a rabid junkyard dog. He's going to give you so many bets, your head's going to spin. So let's do this. Give me a handful of teams that you like in college football this season as far as win totals go. Whether it's over or under, I don't really care. I just want to make money. Give them to me.
All right, we'll start in – Travis, I'll just give the people one in each league, right, in the Power Four to make it easy for everybody so that we kind of hit on each one. We'll start in the ACC. One of the new teams entering the league, SMU, the Mustangs, Really like them over 8.5 wins this season at plus 115. Travis, they had an incredible year last year. They won the AAC over Tulane. They had a top 15 defense in college football and a high-powered offense. And you really don't see that, right? Usually in college football, it's one or the other. You got a dominant defense like Iowa, and you got no offense to speak of, or it's the opposite, like with USC, you got a great offense, no defense. But SMU had a nice mix of both. They got a lot of returners. Their quarterback, Preston Stone, is back. They were able to retain a bunch of their coaching staff. They were able to retain a bunch of their guys on their team. Schedule's pretty favorable. They're home against Florida State. They're at Louisville, but they don't have to play Clemson. They don't have to play Miami. They don't have to play NC State. So I like the schedule for SMU. I like the fact that really nobody's talking about them at all. I think that price is too low, so we'll go over 8.5 wins for SMU. In the Big 12, another over that I like is going to be the Oklahoma State Cowboys, over 8.5 wins at plus 100. Now, the schedule is very difficult for Oklahoma State, Trav, but they have so many returning starters, 11 on offense, 10 on defense. The whole team is basically coming back in Stillwater, got one of the best players in the country in running back Ollie Gordon. And the Big 12 is going to have so many games this year where they're going to be coin flip type games. You're going to have a bunch of 3-point spreads, 2.5-point spreads. Nobody is better in those kind of games than Mike Gundy. He's the king of the coin flip. If you're betting against the spread and you're getting a -3, +3, +2.5, whatever it is with Oklahoma State, he's your guy. I like Oklahoma State over 8.5 wins this season. In the Big 10, give me under 9.5 wins on the Michigan Wolverines, obviously replacing a lot. No more Jim Harbaugh, no more J.J. McCarthy, Blake Corum. The schedule's also tough. We know this year they got to go on the road and play Ohio State and Columbus. They got to play Oregon at home. They also get Texas at home as well in week two. So right there, I think that's 3 losses. I think they're going to trip up somewhere along the way also. Their defense is going to be really good. I think their offense is going to struggle, Travis. They got to replace their top 6 offensive linemen from last season in the Big Ten with all those good defensive fronts. I think it's going to be tough. So I'll go Michigan under 8.5 wins there. And then in the SEC, a couple different teams that I can go with, but I will go with my Alabama Crimson Tide. I might surprise you with this, Trav, but I actually like their under 9.5 wins this season. I think they're probably going to be like a 9-win team. Schedule is just brutal. They're home against Georgia, at LSU, at Oklahoma, at Wisconsin, at Tennessee, a brutal road stretch, and then home games against Georgia and Missouri. I think their offense is going to be very good. Kellen DeBoer's Washington team last year played 9 straight weeks where they played 1-score games, and they went 9-0 in those games. It's just not going to happen again, especially in the SEC. So I see Bama's an 8-4, 9-3 team this season. I'll take their under 9.5 as well.
You're not buying the hype of the Texas Longhorns, are you? Because I got to tell you, I really like Ole Miss. If they can just figure it out on defense, you don't even have to be good. Just get a stop every now and again. I kind of like Ole Miss this season. Or are you buying all the hype like everyone else on Texas?
I'm not, and I'm just not the biggest Quinn Ewers guy, to be honest with you. You know, he's mocked to go top 10 in the upcoming NFL draft, and I've just never been the biggest Ewers guy. I love Sark. I think he's the best offensive play caller in the country. Texas's front 7 on defense is going to be great. Secondary should be improved. Offensively, weapons all over the field. But I'm with you. 10 wins for Texas is their win total. That feels about right. I think they're going to lose to Georgia at home. I think they're going to trip up in another game. I told you I think they're going to beat Michigan, which will be a nice win. I think they'll make the playoff. I think they'll finish about 10-2. We'll see if that's good enough to get them into the SEC championship game. But I wouldn't bet any futures with Texas. I wouldn't bet them to make the playoff. I wouldn't bet them to win it all, win the SEC. Don't really like Ewers for Heisman. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think Texas is going to be good. But obviously the expectation for them this year is win the SEC, compete in the SEC, definitely win the national championship. I just don't see that out of this Texas team.
You with me on Ole Miss, or you don't believe in them either?
Ole Miss is tough, Trav. On paper, I can understand why there's a lot of love for Ole Miss, right? Again, when Lane Kiffin's your coach, you're never going to have to worry about the offense. The offense is always going to be solid. I'm just not the biggest Jackson Dart guy. I'm not a fan of his. I think he's pretty overrated. What Kiffin did in the transfer portal, especially on defense, was extremely impressive, and that's going to be by far the best defense that he has in Oxford. It feels like they're a 9 or 10 win team. For me, Kiffin just hasn't had like a signature win yet in the SEC, and now with how loaded that conference is going to be with Oklahoma and Texas joining, I just can't get on board with people saying Ole Miss is going to win the SEC now. They're going to make it to the college football playoff, maybe threaten to potentially win a national title. For Kiffin to never like beat an Alabama, never beat a Georgia, and now all of a sudden we think he's going to take that next step, I can't see it. So I do think they're going to be good. I think this is going to be his best team. But, again, Ole Miss, not a team that I have high expectations for.
All right, fair enough. Now, for the Heisman – I got a pretty good price, at least I thought I did, on Dylan Gabriel at 8-1, and I went that route. I really believe in that team, too. Where are you going for Heisman in terms of betting for the college football season?
Yeah, I mean, look, Gabriel makes a lot of sense. He's obviously one of the most experienced quarterbacks in college football. This is now his third stop. He started his career at UCF, then he went to Oklahoma last season. Now he's at Oregon. They got so much talent at receiver and running back as well. So he should have a monster year. Guy that I'm looking at amongst the favorites, though, is Jalen Milroe with Bama. And Nick Saban said multiple times last year that Jalen Milroe is the fastest player on the team. If the fastest player on the team at Alabama is the quarterback, that's a dangerous thing. You combine that with the fact now that Kellen DeBoer is his new head coach. And if you watch Washington play the last couple years, their offense is so high-powered, Trav. They love to air the ball out. They love to throw it deep and just keep attacking you. And that is where Milroe excels, with the deep passing game and the game-breaking plays. So I think that match with DeBoer and Milroe is really going to be a good one. His speed and his ability to throw the deep ball. A couple other guys that I like, Avery Johnson at 25-1 for Kansas State. I think he is an electrifying talent. He's an incredible athlete. He's got great arm talent. And this is the most talented quarterback that Chris Klieman has had since he's been at K-State. So I think the price on him is really good. And everybody loves a good long shot. Take a look at Kyren Drones, 100-1 for Virginia Tech. A lot of people think that the Hokies this year, Trav, could be a sleeper team in the ACC. The second half of last season, Kyren Drones, they treated him like Cam Newton, like Tim Tebow. He did everything for them. He ran the ball 15 to 20 times a game. He accounted for 4 or 5 touchdowns. He was throwing the ball. He does everything for that offense. So now a full year under his system, more experience, and a lot of returners on that Virginia Tech team. I think they could have a pretty decent season. Drones is going to put up some big numbers. So you want a long shot, I look at him 100-1.
I mean, honest to Christ, if you bet on sports and you're listening to this segment, you should be drooling from your mouth. As we talked to PJ Glasser of the BetQL Network, he just gave you Michigan under 9.5 wins, Bama under 9.5 wins, SMU over 8.5 wins, Okie State and that drunk-ass coach of theirs over 8.5 wins, Jalen Milroe, he gave you a 10-1 to win the Heisman. I mean, what more do you want from the guy? By the way, Billy O now. Bill O'Brien at Boston College. I know you said, you know, a lot of people sleeping on the ACC. That's because the ACC sucks. I mean, you know, Dabo's losing control. Florida State doesn't even want to be there anymore. They lost everyone. I think, listen, I'm not saying, you know, BC's going to go out and win the ACC or anything, but I think Bill O'Brien being there, he might turn them boys around. Do you have any expectations for Boston College, or will you just wait like I do when they play on Chestnut Hill and you see a big number and just take the points because you just know they're going to cover because they do every time?
I think that's what you do, Trav. I think that's what you do is you just bet them game by game. You know, the ACC, obviously Clemson had really dominated it there for a 4 or 5 year stretch, but I mean, the last 3 or 4 years, like, there's been a ton of parity. We've seen a bunch of teams in the ACC championship represent that school. And now that there's no more conferences and obviously the best two teams make it to Charlotte, I mean, it's going to make it really interesting. I do think BC is going to be improved. Anytime you're dealing with the first-year head coach, it's just a tough ask, especially nowadays with college football and the transfer portal and all the turnover that's on these rosters. So because of that, I really don't want to get invested in BC long term. But like you said, I mean, you're going to have so many opportunities this year to get BC at a big number. And like, as they showed us last year, they played Florida State pretty tough in Chestnut Hill. Like, there are going to be some games like that where they're going to catch one of those top teams sleeping, overlooking Boston College, and they can keep the game closer than people think. So that's how I would bet BC this year. Game to game, wait for them to be big dogs in some of these ACC matchups.
Yeah, I was at that game last year, that BC-Florida State game, and I was so hype and so drunk going into halftime, BC with the lead, that when I fell asleep. And then I woke up, my friend, I passed out. I was so wasted. My friend woke me up, and the game was over, and Florida State had won, and I was so confused. That's a true story that will not at all surprise or shock PJ, who knows I am crazy. Do you like all the super conferences and the playoff expansion and all that? Because I got to be honest. I mean, you know, looking at UCLA and USC and Oregon in the Big Ten, all those West Coast yuppies in the Big Ten is a little strange to me, but I'm here for it because I feel like college sports now is just becoming pro sports. It's like the transfer portal, you know, is trades. And the NIL is free agency. I mean, I love it. I like that they're not pretending to care about education anymore, and it's just a business. What say you?
I agree with you, Trav. I agree. And I'm looking forward to the new playoff, the 12 teams. I think we've kind of gotten a little taste of it, but when we had the old BCS, right, like the regular season was everything, and obviously, the two best teams played for the national championship, or I should say the top two teams, and it usually was skewed towards the SEC or, you know, some of the big brands. But you could kind of see it in the college football playoff with the four teams. Like, we had our upsets, like the year that TCU beat Michigan. But then when TCU went up against, like, the Georgias of the world, you clearly saw that that was a mismatch. And I think that's what we're going to see in the new 12-team playoff is – we're going to get three or four SEC and Big Ten teams in, as we should. We're going to get maybe one or two Big 12 ACC teams, a group of five team, Notre Dame possibly as well if they have a good season. And I think we're going to see some early upsets, which I think is going to be awesome. But then at the end of the day, I think we're going to see kind of the cream rise to the top. We're going to have the elite of the elite go up against it. Because, Trav, a lot of people aren't talking about now more than ever, you're going to need to have depth on your team. If you want to win a national title, you're going to have to win like 15, 16 games, right? So you're going to have to withstand a bunch of injuries. You're going to be having to play a lot more games than what you're accustomed to. So these teams like Georgia and Ohio State and Texas and Oregon that just have depth that these other teams don't, I think that's kind of what's going to shine through at the end. But I can't wait for the playoff. I can't wait for some of these like games that we get on campuses, which is going to be awesome. So I'm fired up for it. I can't wait.
I love it, man. PJ Glasser of the BetQL Network. We appreciate you, brother. And you know I'm going to bring you back so many times. I'm going to probably have to start paying you for your appearances on the show during college football season. But I just got to do it because if you cut either one of us, college football comes out of our blood. So you got to love it.
That it does. Trav, great catching up with you. Anytime you want me, you just let me know. Anytime.
My man, appreciate that. PJ Glasser, BetQL Network. I mean, honestly, if you bet on sports, I just don't even know what more you want from me. Although I will say this, before we go to trending, I know my esteemed producer, Jacob, is just in the shadows right now, getting that Boston College fight song ready as we go to break because he could not believe the slanderous things he was hearing and the mudslinging from PJ about his beloved Boston College Billy O-led football team. Jacob, I will let you have the last word here before we get to trending, my friend.
Yeah, all I'll say is that Bill O'Brien, I mean, he's an offensive-minded coach, and I think that BC's offense looked fantastic last season with Jeff Lafley, as I like to call him. And he... I don't know. Thomas Castellanos really reinvigorated that offense, and he has a lot to say with his feet, and he was improving a lot as a passer throughout the season, and he was even dealing with a huge injury in his upper body towards the end of the season, and he still flipped into the end zone against SMU in the Fenway Bowl last season. So I would say, with all those locks that you were just discussing, add BC over 4.5 wins to that list. It's easy. It's easy.
Where's that damn fight song? Does BC have a fight song? I don't even know.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you're damn right you do. I didn't go to BC, but I just want to say I feel like I should be an honorary alumnus at this point. All right. Well, listen, when we come back, I'm going to go off. I mean, I've already gone off several times in this show, so what difference does it make? I'm going to go off on Team USA men's basketball, though. I mean, I'm going off. I'm just telling you right now. If you want to hear a rant, I'm doing it. And also, my boy Steve in Fall River, absolute legend. We'll go to him as well when I get back. He wants to talk Red Sox with me. But for now, here on the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI, let's find out what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox rallied for a series opening win over the Yankees 9-7 at home after trailing 7-4. Masataka Yoshida hit the go-ahead two-run single in the eighth inning. The Sox are now 5-2 against the Yankees. They hope to improve to 6-2 against the Yankees tonight at 7:15 on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on that. 6:15 Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil. It Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. A lot of trades going down in the MLB. First off, the Yankees are very, very close to finalizing a trade for Jazz Chisholm Jr. Three prospects are going to go the other way to the Miami Marlins. Also, the Orioles acquired Zach Eflin from the Rays, and the Mariners traded for Blue Jays reliever Yimi Garcia. Patriots' first week of training camp continues today. There's no practice open to the public. Meanwhile, in the NFL, Jordan Love, $220 million four-year extension. Dolphins signed Tua Tagovailoa four-year $212 million extension. And the Revolution play their first game at the League's Cup group stage against Mazatlan FC from Gillette Stadium tonight at 8 p.m. My name is Jacob Lassner, and that is what's trending.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience coming to you live from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. In fact, we're about to go to Steve in Fall River and Chuck as well. Apparently, we have some breaking news regarding the Red Sox. Now, my theory is that the Sox, especially me being here in their house at Fenway, my theory is that they heard me complaining that they're not doing anything. They heard me. I mean, I've only been saying that for 3 hours here, right? And so my theory is that they said, all right, you want us to party? You see the M's, the Mariners partying? You see the Yankees getting involved today, getting Jazz Chisholm? You see all these teams? You see the O's getting Zach Eflin? You see all these teams doing all this, right? And you're saying we're not doing anything? Well, watch this, Trav. Apparently, according to my esteemed producer, Jacob, we have some breaking news. Take it away, Jacob.
The Red Sox are finalizing a trade to acquire Blue Jays catcher Danny Jensen, according to Jeff Passan. I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. No, what are you trying to do here, man? I mean, he's batting 212, six homers, eight ribbies. All right, hey. It's something. You know what I mean? Let's be happy. We've got some action. We've got some movement. It ain't nothing. It's something. But clearly it's not everything, right? Danny Jansen. All right. Well, now would be a good time to hit the phone lines, wouldn't it? Let's go to our guy Steve on line one. Wants to talk Red Sox with me anyway. Steve, there you go, man. Red Sox. James Paxton and your boy Danny Jansen so far, my friend. How are you doing? Welcome to the program.
Welcome to the program. Back in 2011, because I am a legend, they had an intro song for me, and the title for it was Steve's a Downer, because I was negative. We're in the midst of a 10-year run here in New England with no Super Bowl championships, and I complained about it. And they told me, well, we're getting to the Super Bowl. We're getting the AFC Championship games. I said, what are we, Indianapolis? We used to laugh at Indianapolis with pulling flags up. And we went 10 years. We had Mark Sanchez come in here and beat us in a playoff game. Yeah. Won more playoff games than Bill Belichick has won without Tom Brady's entire career, two playoff games. Bill Belichick's only won one without Tom Brady. But leave it here nor there. I've been optimistic about the Red Sox because I believe in what they want to do. They don't want to be the Yankees. They don't want to be the Mets. They don't want to have these contracts that they rue the day they sign them. They had enough of these. Chris Sale, Dustin Pedroia. They've had plenty of them where they had to bail out and go away. And everyone was mad because somehow, because they're developing prospects, they're spending less money, even though they're still 11th in the league in payroll. Their top two players, Trevor, who? Who's their top two money guys? Devers and the reliever. Right. They're both earning their money, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Devers and Kenley Jansen, I believe they took top highest paid players, and they're both living up to their contracts. Is something wrong with that? They've got a plethora of young talent bubbling up to the point they might be at a log jam in the middle of the lineup. Too many shortstops, too many second basemen, maybe too many center fielders. And now they definitely have too many catches because this kid Teal's coming up.
Right.
So they didn't make a move last year. They probably should have traded James Paxton last year, by the way, because he didn't bupkis after the trade deadline. Right. But they brought him back this year. Great. The point is, people have said, well, Chaim Bloom didn't draft Sedin Rafaela. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. But guess what he did do? He retained them on the roster. He didn't blow one of these guys out last year or the year before when they had a very small window to be successful. He retained them. Right. We don't know what the trades were. No one's ever said what the trades were that they turned down. Maybe they were bad, because you know what, my friend? This is a truism from a legend. When you're a buyer at the trade deadline, you're overpaying. You're always overpaying. Remember that. When you're a buyer at the trade deadline, you overpay. So let whatever they do at this trade deadline, they've earned the right to do what they want by what's happened. You wanted this Cora? Did they re-sign Cora for you?
Yeah, they
did. I wasn't that happy about it. Okay. They didn't. They had two guys to sign for big money. They had Bogaerts and Devers, and everybody during that year, I don't know if you were up here yet, you got to do both of them. You got to do both of them as if they were together. No, one guy was 30 years old and was not the player that deserved the contract he got. They let him walk, and they re-signed Devers. They did exactly the right thing. They let this guy walk. They re-signed Devers, and guess what? Bringing in Trevor Story gave them the support to let Bogaerts go. Now you don't even need Story because your other guys came up. Give these people credit. It's all in front of you. And let me give you a little professional advice. Do you mind taking some professional advice from a legend?
I mean, hey, man, you're on a soapbox, so who am I to get in your way? This is the Steve show. Take it over.
If you think there's a certain amount of college basketball fans here in New England, cut it by 80%. If you think that you think it's 10%, it's 2%. If you have an idea to have this your friend on again 3 times a month, cut that in half.
Hey, well,
and that's
at least
my professional advice.
At least you, as a legend, got your facts straight. I appreciate the call because we didn't talk college basketball at all. So I'm not sure what show you were listening to. And it wasn't even necessarily about college sports, so we're clear, Steve. It was more about gambling heavily. That's what I'm into, just so we're clear.
He's missing out on the locks of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I just... All right, you're talking too much college basketball, except that we didn't, genius. Let me go to my family on line two. My man Chuck, how you doing, brother?
What's up, my man? How are you?
It's just good to hear your voice, Chuck. I got to tell you, before we even talk about sports, do me a favor. When we hang up, you and I always DM each other anyways. When we hang up from this call, send me a DM with your cell phone. I'm going to call you when I get off air. I got some unfortunate news I want to share with you. But
I'm looking forward to catching up with you, brother. I just
let's keep it light now and talk sports. Of course, come on, your family. Come on,
but I'm not worthy after listening to Steve talk about colleges. I mean, I was calling in to talk about BC, baby. I mean, I'm glad you're on the bandwagon, and I'll tell you. 9-3 last year. They were 7-6 and ranked 13th in the ACC. I'm gonna tell you, you have to buy into what Bill O'Brien's doing. He's
listen to this, Chuck. Listen to this, Chuck.
Hey,
turn it up,
Travis.
Jacob.
You teed it up, baby. That's beautiful. Yeah. But I'm telling you, this team is gonna surprise some people. And I wasn't sure when I heard the Halfley news back in February that I'd be able to sit here in August and say that was a blessing in disguise. And I like Jeff personally. Jeff and Gina were really, they were good ambassadors of Boston College football, but who would have been able to believe that, you know, we got Bill O'Brien behind the wheel. And I'll tell you, he's brought an amazing, fresh experience behind the scenes to the locker room. I have a couple of good friends that are actually on the team, and good things are happening at the Heights. I'm not sure if you're listening to Meta Perel's podcast with Bill O'B that they're doing every week, but it's going to be good. I really encourage folks to, I'm an alum, but I'm not an employee of Boston College, but I'm telling you, if you're looking for a good thing to do on Saturdays, get to the Heights because we get some interesting ball coming. We really do.
Well, I want to come, Chuck. So I'm going to have your number after our call on this show anyway. So I'll be able to hook
Absolutely.
That up. But I got to tell you, as an outsider who lives here now, I want to say a few things. First of all, when I was growing up as a kid of the 90s, I mean, Boston College football wasn't much to write home about necessarily, but they always put guys in the pros, and their basketball team was kick ass. And then.
Yeah.
Obviously the Matt Ryan era was really cool. So even on
Absolutely.
the outside looking in, despite what the caller before you said, I always felt like, Boston College, even UMass for a while there, basketball wise, there was always some juice in terms of college sports here. And then the most important thing about Boston is I didn't think any of yous discriminated against sports regardless. I mean, if you're good at sports in this town,
exactly.
People are going to find you. And that's why I'll talk whatever the hell I want on my show.
And people respond to it. You and I need to do a weekly Saturday recap of what happens at BC. I mean, I'm in my season tickets in Section S. I need to call into your show every Saturday afternoon to give you the post game recap right from the stands. But I'm upset your boy George isn't on with you. It's like, when you two are together, it's like Batman and Robin talking sports. We need, but I assume you guys will be at the telephone in a couple of weeks doing your morning thing.
Yes, you know it.
Excellent.
You know it,
I'm doing phones, I think, late morning on the 13th. So hopefully you guys are still around because I have the packet with your shirts from the marathon sitting on my desk at home. So I'll lug that into Fenway to make sure that you're carrying the most recent Straven Strong swag. I'll DM you after this call, and I look forward to catching up and whatever I can do to help the situation. You to reach out, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks for talking BC sports too, pal. Talk to you soon.
My man. It was important to me to just establish there, everyone, that, I don't really care. I got to tell you, I know I belong in Boston because of a few things. First of all, I remember when I got here, and I've told this story on air before. I remember when I got here before I did my first radio show on WEEI. I had already been at Nesson for a few months. But TV's different. Like, in radio, people can call you directly and talk to you, right? TV, it's like you see me, and if you don't like it, you turn the channel. Not that you can't turn it in radio too, but I'm just saying, everyone like was scared and was like, hey, Trav, just so you know, man, like Boston's the kind of town, if they don't like you, they're going to call your show and tell you that you suck and your show stinks and you should go back to the DMV. Right. And I laughed and I was like, good. Bring it. You know what I mean? And so since it's funny that, I got an edge to me too. You know what I mean? I got a little piss and vinegar too. So ironically, because of that, it's been the opposite since I've been here. This is now my third year here, and it's been so supportive. And I fit right in here like a glove. You know why? Because I don't take any bull crap from anyone, and I love sports. It's really that simple, isn't it? And then, here are my intangibles. You know how they always give you a scouting report of a player and they'll give you the intangibles like great leader, great locker room guy, coach's pet. You know what I mean? Here's my intangibles. It's very important. So not only, much like you, Bostonians, I don't take any crap and I love sports. Check, check. So we get along great, right? My intangibles are gambles heavily and loves drinking. How's that sound? So
sounds like Boston.
Yeah, exactly. And I also don't really care what you think about me. If you love me, I love you back. If you don't, have a Coke and a smile and keep it moving, Jack. When we come back, I'll go off on Team USA men's hoops to end the program. I would tell you a kinder, gentler Travis Thomas experience when we return, but that would be a lie. Travis Thomas experience on WEEI.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience coming to you from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. Brought to you by our New England Ford dealers and the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. Make it the best summer ever with a great deal on the Bronco family or Ford F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Listen, kitchen's closing, bar's closing here. It's closing time. So if you want to get in, one more call, sneak it in. 617-779-7937 is the number here. You can also reach me on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm not on TikTok or Facebook. I am on Instagram and Twitter, though, if you want to reach me there. I was on Facebook once upon a time, and then I'm not sure what happened. Like, something changed on Facebook. I went to log in once. They were like, you got to update this and update that. If you don't make it, listen, I'm at the age now where I'm still like, I can deal with some technology, but I'm also an idiot. So it's like, if you don't make it to where I can literally press one button to upgrade or to download or to enter or to sign up for or something like that, if it's like a whole thing that I got to do and you take me to like a new screen and then I got to, you can cancel the order. I'm going to quit. Like, I'm done. I'm walking away. So it's Twitter and IG. And then I never got on TikTok because every time I look up on TikTok, it's people dancing. And I just don't want to be a part of that. Thank you. But Twitter and IG, I'm your guy. Listen. Team USA plays Serbia tomorrow morning in men's basketball for the Olympics, right? So they get the Joker. Good luck with that. Congratulations. I mean, that Serbia team means business. And already, here we go. Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, both are sick already. I bet it's from that being on that float for the opening ceremonies. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was all the conspiracy theory Satanist out there getting them sick. I don't know what's going on, but those two are sick. And Joel Embiid looks lost as hell anyway in these exhibition games. Does he not? I mean, what in the bleepity bleep is Joel Embiid and Tyrese Halliburton is another one. Devin Booker. I mean, all these stars, right? They look lost during the exhibition games for Team USA. They looked lost. It's essentially what I'm noticing. It's LeBron and Steph like bailing out Team USA. That's exactly what it is. Because the rest of these dudes get the ball, and it's like, well, what do you mean? I got to share the ball with other superstars? Well, on my team, I'm used to being the man. Well, this ain't your team, partner, and this ain't the NBA. This is international play. You're playing for our country. Like, get it together. That's why I blame Steve Kerr more than anyone. I really do. I'm sorry. I mean, you're the coach. Come on. It's your G-damn job to get these guys on the same page, isn't it? And people say, well, they haven't really played, you know, that many games together to gel and the chemistry. I mean, how hard can it be when you have all these stars? Figure it out. I mean, it's unreal. These guys look lost. And then the greatness of Steph and LeBron late, they take over the game. And it's like they will us to win. That's why I'll be honest. Maybe I'm a bad American. I just don't have any faith. I don't have any faith this team is going to win the gold. I don't. They may lose tomorrow morning to Jokic. Honestly. I don't know what Kerr's doing. He's lost. Everyone not named Steph and LeBron are lost. And I know I sound like an old head, but, man, it just shows you how great that 1992 Dream Team was, doesn't it? Oh, my God. And I get it. People say, well, you know, the NBA, they didn't have as many international players back then. And you're right. And then they'll say, well, the rest of the world hadn't caught up to the United States in basketball like they have now. And you know what? You're right. And even acknowledging those things are true, because they are, I still don't think it would matter. I mean, if you take that 92 Dream Team in their prime and you place them in Paris right now, they are still mowing everyone down. They are. I'm telling you, I've been in arguments, drinking with friends, arguing that the Dream Team is the single greatest team of all time in any sport. I don't care who. I don't care who you name, what era, you know, this player and that player and this coach. And I don't care who you name. I'm telling you, the Dream Team, 92 Dream Team, the OGs, the originators, are the greatest team in sports history. They are. They figured it out. They had so many superstars in their prime on that team. And you know what they did? It seemed like they just took turns for whose night it was. All right, tonight Jordan's going to bury you. All right, tonight it'll be Barkley. Oh, Magic, you get in there. All right. Like, Bird, go ahead. Tonight belongs to you. They just took they took turns annihilating people. That's how they gelled and had chemistry. We'll never see that again. Ever. And I'll tell you one thing, it damn sure won't be this team. That's for sure. I've seen enough in the exhibitions. Who is it? South Sudan and Germany? I mean, they gave these guys a business. Team USA was lucky to win. They only won because of LeBron and Steph. And by the way, here's how – I just told you how much I worship the Dream Team, right, the original. Here's how great LeBron and Steph are. They could have absolutely been on that team. Steph and LeBron both could have been on the OG Dream Team. Got minutes, played, dominated, right in there with the rest of Jordan and the rest of them. That's how great they are. I mean, it's unreal. LeBron at this age, doing what he's doing. And, you know, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but Steph Curry might be the greatest, like, secondary piece ever. He may be the greatest complimentary piece ever. I noticed it in Golden State. When they got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry was the one who took a back seat and let Kevin Durant be the best player in the world. And guess what he did? I'm seeing him do it right now on Team USA. Late in these games, LeBron takes over. It's a LeBron show. How's he doing it? Physical, God-given abilities. Size, speed. You can't stop me from getting to the basket. I'm going to get to the basket. I'm going to initiate contact. I'm going to finish with an and one. I'm going to scream in your face. Team USA is going to walk out of here with the win, even though we don't deserve it. That's what LeBron's doing. And Steph is a perfect complementary piece. He's doing the same things he was doing with Kevin Durant. He's doing them now on Team USA. That's great defense. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, so it's like pesky defense. He's getting steals. He's in your face. He's putting a lot of pressure on you. You know, it's the buy-in. It's the defense's attitude. I'm not saying it's not skill, but most of it's attitude. You're not going to score me. You're not going to do whatever you want to me. We're shutting all this down. I'm shutting your water off. Steph's doing that. And then, you know, he doesn't get credit because we all think of the shooting and the scoring. Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time. Like, he's a point guard. So what does he do at the end of these games? He plays defense. He distributes the ball. He's a leader. He's telling guys, he's rallying guys. Come on, guys. I mean, honestly, we're getting beat by South Sudan. Let's get our shack together. Let's go. That's leadership. Steph Curry's doing all that stuff. And then, oh, by the way, big spot. Need a big shot. Big moment. Down by two. Game tied. Down by one. Guess what he's doing? He's shooting from 30 plus and burying them and just absolutely backbreaking, rip your heart out, big clutch shots. You got to have it. He delivers. And then they just give it to LeBron in the end. And that's how they're winning games. That's how they won these exhibition games. That may be how they get the gold medal, but I just don't have any faith in it. It's just terrible. And I blame Steve Kerr more than anyone. The other person I blame is Joel Embiid. Who in the hell does he think he is? First of all, if you watch these games, it looks like he shouldn't even be out there. Like, he's so lost. And I've heard every theory ever. I've heard, well, in the international game, you know, the court is wider and it's not as much in the paint. It's more spread out. All that may be true, man. And I'm a basketball junkie. I'm a hoops head. I love this stuff. And I will defer to all you geniuses saying that the dimensions of the court is why Joel Embiid looks the way he does, and the rules and all that, the international rules. I've heard that too. Well, that, you know, the gameplay and the tempo and the rules, that's why Joel Embiid's not as effective. Listen, you may be right, okay? I'm going to tell you what I see. He looks fat and slow. That's exactly what I see. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid does not fit in on this team, and he should not at all be starting. And guess what Steve Kerr's doing? He's starting him every game. I'm telling you right now, he's sick. I'm reading. They're sick. Okay, well, guess what's going to happen tomorrow morning against, you know, the greatest big man right now in the world, Nikola Jokic. They're going to start Joel Embiid. And let me tell you how it's going to end. Ready? I have a bald head. I can see the future. It's like a crystal ball. Here's how it's going to end. Jokic is going to put Embiid in a blender tomorrow morning. So when you wake up and you're having your coffee, Nikola Jokic is going to be having a protein shake in the blender named Joel Embiid. That's what he's going to do to him. Post moves. I'm faster than you. I'm more agile than you. Dream shake, turn around, off the glass, in your face, fat boy. And then he's going to be shooting threes right in his eyeball, too. You better believe it. And you know what Steve Kerr is going to do? Nothing. Because he can't make adjustments. He just, I got to tell you, man, I've heard Warriors fans for years complain about Steve Kerr. And I just always waved it off. Like, you guys sound like a bunch of crybaby, spoiled brats. What are the championships not enough for you? What's your problem? I mean, I defended Steve Kerr at every turn. And I was just like, Warrior fans are spoiled rotten. Now I'm watching Team USA and these exhibition games, by the way. Not even real. I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my God. Warriors fans were right. This guy can't make an adjustment to save his arse. It's like he's just watching the game like you and I. And he's just hoping it works out. You know, that's not coaching. Like, what are we doing? It's embarrassing. It really is. I'm telling you, you just watch. They play tomorrow morning, I want to say at 11 a.m. I'm going to watch it. And I already know the outcome. You know, they're either going to lose or they're going to win by the hair of their chinny chin chin. And it's going to be because LeBron and Steph took over literally in the waning moments of the game. Desperado style. Desperation City. And they're going to take over late and steal it. And then I want to read you this before I leave, because I couldn't even believe this was real. I thought I was being catfished. I thought I was being punked. I thought Ashton Kutcher was going to pop out of a corner. For you old folks of a certain age, you know, candid camera style. Like, I couldn't believe this was a real thing. So apparently, Joel Embiid did an interview with the New York Times. I can't believe this is real. He said, this was this week. So not only is he playing like ass, but he's saying stupid stuff like this. He was asked by the New York Times in this long sit-down interview. And the only reason I even read this is because I couldn't believe this quote I read was real. So he was asked if there's any doubts that Team USA will win the gold medal. Listen to what this moron said. Quote, "You look at the talent that the U.S. has, but there's equal talent on other teams. And the talent that's on the U.S. team, you also must understand that most of these guys are older. the LeBron now is not the LeBron that was a couple of years ago. So it's a big difference. Everybody will also tell you, and you can see for yourself, that the athletic LeBron, dominant that he was a couple years ago, is not the same he is now. I think people get fooled by the names on paper, but those names have been built throughout their career, and now they're older. They're not what they used to be, end quote. Are you, like, are you high? Are you hanging out with Aaron Rodgers? What? Bro, first of all, you've sucked. You have not, you haven't done anything. In these Do it again, Jay. Do it again, Jacob. I like it. I mean, what are you doing, Embiid? You haven't done anything. And you have the nerve to talk about the guy who's bailed you out time and time again? I mean, bro, South Sudan was handing you your lunch. You were getting dunked on like a bee. And you're talking about LeBron being old and washed when you're playing the way you have? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I never really felt any way about Joel Embiid. He didn't matter because the 76ers don't matter to me. But, you know, they've had a really good offseason. They got Paul George. They got, you know, they re-signed Tyrese Maxey. I'm like, man, here come the Sixers. That's a really good offseason. And then this idiot face idiot is playing the way he's playing and then making comments like this. I mean, I am out on the 76ers, and I am damn sure out. I'm not sure I was ever in, but I'm never, ever. I mean, I will never be a fan of Joel Embiid. The only shot is if he comes to Boston at the end of his career, and he'll be washed then anyway, so I won't like him either.
He doesn't seem like a winning player, Travis. No, he doesn't. That's all I got to say.
He's a moron is what he is. That's all I got to say. By the way, Celtics have a HBO Max 9-part series coming up. That will air in April of 25, so April next year. So pretty much, I mean, that's genius too. I know you think, man, April so far. It is far, but it's genius when you think about the timing because that's when the playoffs are rolling around, right? So now you can relive the Celtics championship run from last season as you get ready for the Celtics repeat championship run this season. That'll be pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I can't say I was surprised when I saw our friend Wick's name as an executive producer. I thought, man, this guy Wick, he just can't get out of the spotlight, can he? Oh, my God. I mean, I guess since Daddy owns all the team, and come to find out, you know, he's just a mouthpiece. We learned that pretty quick, didn't we? I guess Wick's like, the least I could do is be in the spotlight. But even though he's a clout chaser, I am looking forward to the series because from where I sit, it seems like Joe Mazzulla is a certifiable psychopath like I am. So I kind of want to see that play out. I also want to see the relationship with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because you can fake a lot of stuff in a press conference or a sit-down interview here or there. What you can't do is fake anything on a documentary. It's just too many cameras. They're looking for drama. You know, it's just too much. You can't fake that. So I want to really see that dynamic between those two in earnest. Are they really tight or is that a facade? We're going to be able to tell with this series. I'm telling you right now. And then in terms of like on the court, the favorite thing or the thing I'm looking most forward to is just like the Kristaps Porzingis saga from all regular season. The Celtics doing a good job keeping him on a pitch count, keeping him healthy, and then him subsequently getting hurt in the postseason and coming back. You know, I know Jacob was waiting to play that music for the last minute of the show, but I mean, I could have did that whole segment under a music bed. I love it. I want to thank Jacob, my esteemed producer, and everyone who made this show kick ass, PJ Glasser as well from the BetQL Network. And I want to thank all of you for getting involved here. I'm going to go enjoy watching the Red Sox beat the Yankees. Have a great Saturday, and you enjoy the same thing. I'll see you next time. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience coming to you from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. Brought to you by our New England Ford dealers and the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. Make it the best summer ever with a great deal on the Bronco family or Ford F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Listen, kitchen's closing, bar's closing here. It's closing time. So if you want to get in, one more call, sneak it in. 617-779-7937 is the number here. You can also reach me on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm not on TikTok or Facebook. I am on Instagram and Twitter, though, if you want to reach me there. I was on Facebook once upon a time, and then I'm not sure what happened. Like, something changed on Facebook. I went to log in once. They were like, you got to update this and update that. If you don't make it, listen, I'm at the age now where I'm still like, I can deal with some technology, but I'm also an idiot. So it's like, if you don't make it to where I can literally press one button to upgrade or to download or to enter or to sign up for or something like that, if it's like a whole thing that I got to do, and you take me to like a new screen and then I got to, you can cancel the order. I'm going to quit. Like, I'm done. I'm walking away. So it's Twitter and IG. And then I never got on TikTok because every time I look up on TikTok, it's people dancing. And I just don't want to be a part of that. Thank you. But Twitter and IG, I'm your guy. Listen, Team USA plays Serbia tomorrow morning in men's basketball for the Olympics, right? So they get the joker. Good luck with that. Congratulations. I mean, that Serbia team means business. And already, here we go. Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, both are sick already. I bet it's from that being on that float for the opening ceremonies. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was all the conspiracy theory Satanists out there getting them sick. I don't know what's going on, but those two are sick. And Joel Embiid looks lost as hell anyway in these exhibition games. Does he not? I mean, what in the bleepity bleep is Joel Embiid and Tyrese Halliburton is another one. Devin Booker. I mean, all these stars, right? They look lost during the exhibition games for Team USA. They looked lost. It's essentially what I'm noticing. It's LeBron and Steph like bailing out Team USA. That's exactly what it is. Because the rest of these dudes get the ball, and it's like, well, what do you mean? I got to share the ball with other superstars? Well, on my team, I'm used to being the man. Well, this ain't your team, partner, and this ain't the NBA. This is international play. You're playing for our country. Like, get it together. That's why I blame Steve Kerr more than anyone. I really do. I'm sorry. I mean, you're the coach. Come on. It's your G-damn job to get these guys on the same page, isn't it? And people say, well, they haven't really played, you know, that many games together to gel and the chemistry. I mean, how hard can it be when you have all these stars? Figure it out. I mean, it's unreal. These guys look lost. And then the greatness of Steph and LeBron late, they take over the game. And it's like they will us to win. That's why I'll be honest. Maybe I'm a bad American. I just don't have any faith. I don't have any faith this team is going to win the gold. I don't. They may lose tomorrow morning to Jokic. Honestly. I don't know what Kerr's doing. He's lost. Everyone not named Steph and LeBron are lost. And I know I sound like an old head, but, man, it just shows you how great that 1992 Dream Team was, doesn't it? Oh, my God. And I get it. People say, well, you know, the NBA, they didn't have as many international players back then. And you're right. And then they'll say, well, the rest of the world hadn't caught up to the United States in basketball like they have now. And you know what? You're right. And even acknowledging those things are true, because they are, I still don't think it would matter. I mean, if you take that 92 Dream Team in their prime and you place them in Paris right now, they are still mowing everyone down. They are. I'm telling you, I've been in arguments, drinking with friends, arguing that the Dream Team is the single greatest team of all time in any sport. I don't care who. I don't care who you name, what era, you know, this player and that player and this coach. And I don't care who you name. I'm telling you, the Dream Team, 92 Dream Team, the OGs, the originators, are the greatest team in sports history. They are. They figured it out. They had so many superstars in their prime on that team. And you know what they did, it seemed like? They just took turns for whose night it was. All right, tonight Jordan's going to bury you. All right, tonight it'll be Barkley. Oh, Magic, you get in there. All right. Like, Bird, go ahead. Tonight belongs to you. They just took took turns annihilating people. That's how they gelled and had chemistry. We'll never see that again, ever. Ever. And I'll tell you one thing, it damn sure won't be this team. That's for sure. I've seen enough in the exhibitions. Who is it? South Sudan and Germany? I mean, they gave these guys a business. Team USA was lucky to win. They only won because of LeBron and Steph. And by the way, here's how I just told you how much I worship the Dream Team, right? The original. Here's how great LeBron and Steph are. They could have absolutely been on that team. Steph and LeBron both could have been on the OG Dream Team. Got minutes, played, dominated, right in there with the rest of Jordan and the rest of them. That's how great they are. I mean, it's unreal. LeBron at this age doing what he's doing. And, you know, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but Steph Curry might be the greatest, like, secondary piece ever. He may be the greatest complimentary piece ever. I noticed it in Golden State. When they got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry was the one who took a back seat and let Kevin Durant be the best player in the world. And guess what he did? I'm seeing him do it right now on Team USA. Late in these games, LeBron takes over. It's a LeBron show. How's he doing it? Physical, God-given abilities. Size, speed. You can't stop me from getting to the basket. I'm going to get to the basket. I'm going to initiate contact. I'm going to finish with an and one. I'm going to scream in your face. Team USA is going to walk out of here with the win, even though we don't deserve it. That's what LeBron's doing. And Steph is a perfect complementary piece. He's doing the same things he was doing with Kevin Durant. He's doing them now on Team USA. That's great defense. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, so it's like pesky defense. He's getting steals. He's in your face. He's putting a lot of pressure on you. You know, it's the buy-in. It's the defense's attitude. I'm not saying it's not skill, but most of it's attitude. You're not going to score me. You're not going to do whatever you want to me. We're shutting all this down. I'm shutting your water off. Steph's doing that. And then, you know, he doesn't get credit because we all think of the shooting and the scoring. Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time. Like, he's a point guard. So what does he do at the end of these games? He plays defense. He distributes the ball. He's a leader. He's telling guys, he's rallying guys. Come on, guys. I mean, honestly, we're getting beat by South Sudan. Let's get our shack together. Let's go. That's leadership. Steph Curry's doing all that stuff. And then, oh, by the way, big spot, need a big shot, big moment. Down by two, game tied, down by one. Guess what he's doing? He's shooting from 30-plus and burying them. And just absolutely back-breaking, rip your heart out, big clutch shots. You got to have it. He delivers. And then they just give it to LeBron in the end. And that's how they're winning games. That's how they won these exhibition games. That may be how they get the gold medal, but I just don't have any faith in it. It's just terrible. And I blame Steve Kerr more than anyone. The other person I blame is Joel Embiid. Who in the hell does he think he is? First of all, if you watch these games, it looks like he shouldn't even be out there. Like, he's so lost. And I've heard every theory ever. I've heard, well, in the international game, you know, the court is wider and it's not as much in the paint. It's more spread out. All that may be true, man. And I'm a basketball junkie. I'm a hoops head. I love this stuff. And I will defer to all you geniuses saying that the dimensions of the court is why Joel Embiid looks the way he does, and the rules and all that, the international rules. I've heard that too. Well, that, you know, the gameplay and the tempo and the rules, that's why Joel Embiid's not as effective. Listen, you may be right, okay? I'm going to tell you what I see. He looks fat and slow. That's exactly what I see. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid does not fit in on this team, and he should not at all be starting. And guess what Steve Kerr's doing? He's starting him every game. I'm telling you right now, he's sick. They're sick. Okay, well, guess what's going to happen tomorrow morning against, you know, the greatest big man right now in the world, Nikola Jokic. They're going to start Joel Embiid. And let me tell you how it's going to end. Ready? I have a bald head. I can see the future. It's like a crystal ball. Here's how it's going to end. Jokic is going to put Embiid in a blender tomorrow morning. So when you wake up and you're having your coffee, Nikola Jokic is going to be having a protein shake in the blender named Joel Embiid. That's what he's going to do to him. Post moves, I'm faster than you. I'm more agile than you. Dream shake, turn around, off the glass, in your face, fat boy. And then he's going to be shooting threes right in his eyeball too. You better believe it. And you know what Steve Kerr is going to do? Nothing. because he can't make adjustments. He just I got to tell you, man, I've heard Warriors fans for years complain about Steve Kerr. And I just always waved it off. Like, you guys sound like a bunch of crybaby, spoiled brats. What, are the championships not enough for you? What's your problem? I mean, I defended Steve Kerr at every turn. And I was just like, Warrior fans are spoiled rotten. Now I'm watching Team USA and these exhibition games, by the way. Not even real. I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my God. Warriors fans were right. This guy can't make an adjustment to save his arse. It's like he's just watching the game like you and I. And he's just hoping it works out. You know, that's not coaching. Like, what are we doing? It's embarrassing. It really is. I'm telling you, you just watch. They play tomorrow morning, I want to say at 11 a.m. I'm going to watch it. And I already know the outcome. You know, they're either going to lose or they're going to win by the hair of their chinny chin chin, and it's going to be because LeBron and Steph took over literally in the waning moments of the game. Desperado style. Desperation City. And they're going to take over late and steal it. And then I want to read you this before I leave, because I couldn't even believe this was real. I thought I was being catfished. I thought I was being punked. I thought Ashton Kutcher was going to pop out of a corner. For you old folks of a certain age, you know, candid camera style. Like, I couldn't believe this was a real thing. So apparently, Joel Embiid did an interview with the New York Times. I can't believe this is real. He said, this was this week. So not only is he playing like ass, but he's saying stupid stuff like this. He was asked by the New York Times in this long sit-down interview. And the only reason I even read this is because I couldn't believe this quote I read was real. So he was asked if there's any doubts that Team USA will win the gold medal. Listen to what this moron said. Quote, "You look at the talent that the U.S. has, but there's equal talent on other teams. And the talent that's on the U.S. team, you also must understand that most of these guys are older. The LeBron now is not the LeBron that was a couple of years ago. So it's a big difference. Everybody will also tell you, and you can see for yourself, that the athletic LeBron, dominant that he was a couple years ago, is not the same he is now. I think people get fooled by the names on paper, but those names have been built throughout their career, and now they're older. They're not what they used to be," end quote. Are you... are you high? Are you hanging out with Aaron Rodgers? What? Bro, first of all, you've sucked. You haven't done anything in these Do it again, Jake. Do it again, Jacob. I like it. I mean, what are you doing, Embiid? You haven't done anything. And you have the nerve to talk about the guy who's bailed you out time and time again? I mean, bro, South Sudan was handing you your lunch. You were getting dunked on like a bee. And you're talking about LeBron being old and washed when you're playing the way you have? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I never really felt any way about Joel Embiid. He didn't matter because the 76ers don't matter to me. But, you know, they've had a really good offseason. They got Paul George. They got, you know, they re-signed Tyrese Maxey. I'm like, man, here come the Sixers. That's a really good offseason. And then this idiot face idiot is playing the way he's playing and then making comments like this. I mean, I am out on the 76ers, and I am damn sure out. I'm not sure I was ever in, but I'm never. Ever. I mean, I will never be a fan of Joel Embiid. The only shot is if he comes to Boston at the end of his career, and he'll be washed then anyway, so I won't like him either.
He doesn't seem like a winning player, Travis. That's all I got to say.
He's a moron is what he is. That's all I got to say. By the way, Celtics have a HBO Max 9-part series coming up that will air in April of 25. So April next year. So pretty much, I mean, that's genius too. I know you think, man, April so far. It is far, but it's genius when you think about the timing, because that's when the playoffs are rolling around, right? So now you can relive the Celtics championship run from last season as you get ready for the Celtics repeat championship run this season. That'll be pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I can't say I was surprised when I saw our friend Wick's name as an executive producer. I thought, man, this guy Wick, he just can't get out of the spotlight, can he? Oh, my God. I mean, I guess since Daddy owns all the team, and come to find out, you know, he's just a mouthpiece. We learned that pretty quick, didn't we? I guess Wick's like, the least I could do is be in the spotlight. But even though he's a clout chaser, I am looking forward to the series because from where I sit, it seems like Joe Mazzulla is a certifiable psychopath like I am. So I kind of want to see that play out. I also want to see the relationship with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because you can fake a lot of stuff in a press conference or a sit-down interview here or there. What you can't do is fake anything on a documentary. It's just too many cameras. They're looking for drama. You know, it's just too much. You can't fake that. So I want to really see that dynamic between those two in earnest. Are they really tight, or is that a facade? We're going to be able to tell with this series, I'm telling you right now. And then in terms of like on the court, the favorite thing or the thing I'm looking most forward to is just like the Kristaps Porzingis saga. From all regular season, the Celtics doing a good job keeping him on a pitch count, keeping him healthy, and then him subsequently getting hurt in the postseason and coming back, you know? I know Jacob was waiting to play that music for the last minute of the show, but I could have did that whole segment under a music bed. I love it. I want to thank Jacob, my esteemed producer, and everyone who made this show kick-ass, PJ Glasser as well from the BetQL Network, and I want to thank all of you for getting involved here. I'm going to go enjoy watching the Red Sox beat the Yankees. Have a great Saturday, and you enjoy the same thing. I'll see you next time. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.